Today is Thursday, August 22nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and I'm getting back on track. I still don't have my studio set up, but I am recording on my iPad, which works really well. I just, like I've said a million times, I need some sort of way to get the input to be better, or get the microphone to be better. So I'm going to work on that. I don't know. So there are audio interfaces that will connect to the iPad, and you can plug in your XLR microphone to them, and then you can use it on the road. So I could take my semi-pro microphone that I use on a day-to-day basis, and I could take that with me when I travel, that with the interface with the iPad, and that would be it. I wouldn't have to take a laptop or anything like that, and I could record my standard show. I couldn't do anything with Skype. That would require something else, but I could, at the very least, I could record my solo show, and I wouldn't need a laptop at all. That's kind of the goal, to see like how small I can get, and I could record on a phone. I wouldn't have to take anything. I mean, I could record on a phone with this headset, but I couldn't do, I don't think there's an application where I can do the bumpers and stuff like that. So this application for the iPad is really good, because I can load all the bumpers and everything, and it will actually let me play the bumpers and record the microphone and the bumpers at the same time, so I don't need a separate mixer or anything like that. I can't bring in Skype or, you know, things like that, but I can, you know, play my sound effects and stuff. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing, because I still don't have my studio back set up. I am feeling really tired since I got back, and so I've just been going to work and coming home and falling asleep on the couch. Well, we've been watching TV, but I keep falling asleep on the couch, so I don't know. Anyway, so I was talking about the weekend yesterday, and I realized I forgot to mention my birthday. I did have a birthday on Saturday, and I turned 41. I probably forgot to talk about it because, ugh, I mean, you know, 40s now. And I know some of my listeners are older than 40s. I know Big Fatty is like 20 years older than me or something like that. But, you know, when you're in your 40s, it does feel like it's a little bit old. But I have said before, you know, that 40 was kind of difficult. I was like, oh my God, I'm no longer in my 30s. You know, 30 was difficult because I was no longer in my 20s. And, you know, and then now I can't think, less than 10 years from now, I'm going to be 50 years old. And so, I don't know, but 41 is like, eh, who wants to celebrate? I don't know if I want to. But anyway, so I didn't mention that. So when I ran audio on Saturday morning for all the shows that were that morning. So Foul Monkeys, and I don't remember who was all Saturday morning, but one of the shows was, I believe, the Listen Up podcast. And no, it was not. You know, I don't remember. Let me go and look at the schedule. You know, I'll just look at the schedule and see, because I have a bad memory. I don't remember what went on. So I'm just going to look here. I'm going to go to pride48.com, and I'm going to go over to the New Orleans event page, and I'm going to go to the schedule. And on the schedule, let's see, Saturday, okay, so we had Foul Monkeys, we had Listen Up, we had Inappropriate Conversations, and we had We've Got This, which is the Pot Is My Co-Pilot fill-in for Cocktails and Cream Puffs. So at some point in the afternoon, and I don't remember whether it was directly after Listen Up or if it was before the break, I don't remember when it was, but at some point in the afternoon, they stopped and they all wished me happy birthday. And Gary had bought me a watermelon birthday cake. And it was actually really good. I don't know where he bought it, but it was a really good cake. It was really sweet, but I really liked it. Anyway, it was nice. Gary sang happy birthday. Everyone wished me a happy birthday. We all had cake. It was really touching. I was glad that I was able to spend my birthday with my Pride 48 family. And Gary was super sweet for buying me that cake. So we did that. And so that was really nice. And Mark also had bought a card for me, a big card, and he put it at the back. So at these events, we always have posters at the back for that year's event that we ask everyone to go around and sign. And then we give that to the suits and to other people who volunteer throughout the year. And, you know, people like Mr. Mike who run the audio and stuff like that, we give those as a thank you, you know, for the service that they do for Pride 48. And also we had like Big Fatty had that book that I believe the Robs are the ones, but anyway, the book that was given to him that have all his pictures, had all his pictures of from spotting Big Fatty and all that. And that had been signed. We had the card for Mags, et cetera, et cetera. So Mark put that card back there with all those and then made an announcement at some point. They made an announcement, hey, everybody go sign Adam's birthday card. So now I have a birthday card signed by all the Pride 48 attendees. So that was really sweet as well. So all in all, it was a really good day. The Hot Ones challenge went really well. And so I was pleased. I was pleased with everything. And there were no issues. The day went well. The Skype bring in Rodan for Pod as my co-pilot. That worked, and so all of it was good. We once again did not go out on Saturday night. We got food. We actually went to a restaurant, and we were going to go out, and I even posted in the group me, hey, is anybody going out later? And Jay asked if he could go out with us, but we ended up not going out. So I hope that Jay found someone to take him out because we didn't actually go out. But we did find a restaurant, and now I'm blanking on the name of the restaurant, but it's actually surprisingly difficult to find a restaurant that's open past 11 o'clock, or past, I think it was 11 o'clock by the time we were ready to eat. But we were able to find one. And it may be that, you know, they're just not on special weekends, they would be open, but they're not open, you know, just on a normal weekend. And I would think in New Orleans, you know, you would be like, oh, any time of the day or night, you should be able to find a restaurant that's open. But anyway, so we found a restaurant. It was good. I really enjoyed the food, and I wish I could remember the name of it because it was a nice restaurant. They had a prefix menu that we decided to do for $40 a person that had an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And then there were two desserts on the menu. We each got one dessert, and then we shared them so that we both got to try both desserts. And that was really good. And then we went back to the hotel and watched TV, and I had my birthday sex. and then we went to sleep because you know, you want to go out, but as a suit, you know, Big Fatty has said the same thing on his show this week. As a suit, you are so tired from just running around all day long, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're running around, you know, I'm doing audio, I'm doing setup, we're making sure that tickets are sold and that the raffle items are being displayed, and, you know, Taffy and Taylor did that. And making sure the announcements are being made and that the breakfast goes well and making sure everyone gets to the excursions and, you know, all of that stuff that has to be done. It's not that it's super difficult. It's just, it's a lot of stuff. And so we have a lot of running around that we do, and it doesn't leave a lot of extra time for us to go out. So we normally go out like a couple of days before. So like I went out Wednesday night, I went out Thursday night, and then I didn't go out again at all, but Fatty went out again Sunday night, and I believe he went out Monday night as well, but Mark and I left on Monday. So anyway, so on Sunday we got to sleep late because we didn't have a breakfast or anything, and the first show was at noon. And so I think I went in around 11 a.m. and set up for the day. I needed to pre-record my butt first bumper because I always pre-record the butt first bumper. And so I did that, got Skype set up because we had Skype guests on Butt First as well. And then we had Butt First, and we had several other podcasts and the afternoon. And Mr. Mike ran the audio for Sunday as well. He ran the audio the entire day on Sunday because I had butt first. And so I just, you know, I said, do you want to go ahead and run the audio on Sunday? So he and I ran it I ran the audio Friday night. And then Saturday, Mr. Mike and I switched up. So I started the day and he finished the day. And then Sunday, he took all of Sunday. And it worked really well. But anyway, we had Butt First, we had Gayish, who did a whole talk on poppers. And I'm afraid of poppers, so I was kind of trying to not to stay too close to the table there because I didn't want them to try to get me to try poppers. Because I don't know, they freaked me out. But anyway, so we had them, we had Gay Life of a Country Boy, we had Scooter Diaries and Blind Time, and then we had the closing show. And Baron Frosty got choked up and actually was getting teary when he was talking on the closing show. And by the way, Baron, I know you listen to this, and I love you too. I know that you tease, and I'm okay. You can tease me as much as you want. Just occasionally my feelings might get hurt. But it was so sweet that Baron got teary. Anyway, I gotta end this. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find more episodes over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.